Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio. I've got a studio full of people. First off, I have, well, I'm going to introduce you as Beth Grayroll, but Mrs. Grayroll from Upton Middle School. How you doing, Miss Grayroll?
Very well, thank you.
Glad to have you here. You've been here a couple of times before. You're no stranger to the microphone.
Yeah.
Glad to have you here. So, and I know your first name is Beth, but we have students, so you're Mrs. Grayroll to the students.
Right? That's
so,
right.
Yeah, it sounds kind of weird to the students for me to be calling you by your first name, right? So, yeah, exactly. Well, tell me about you. And we've got a musical coming up that I want to talk about with you and also some of the students, Annie Jr., that's coming up on Saturday the 11th. But I'm a big history. I'm a former teacher myself. I'm a big history person. I always believe in the phrase, how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? And you can steal that from me if you want to, kids. But so tell me what you do at Upton Middle School.
I am the choir teacher at Upton and the high school.
And you do both?
Yes.
So how long have you been doing this?
8 years.
8 years now. What'd you do prior to this?
I was in college.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you, straight out of college.
Yep,
you came
it was
here.
My first job.
Yeah. Are you from the area then?
No. I'm from Adrian, Michigan.
Adrian, Michigan? Where's Adrian? I'm not familiar
with
that.
It's southeast Michigan. Yeah.
All right, great. So what, working in education and working with kids, what makes you get up every morning and want to do this? It's a challenging job at times,
yeah.
But it's also very rewarding. But what makes you get up in the morning and say, I'm going to go do this today?
yeah, it's very rewarding. I mean, mostly the students and just like, you know, just getting to, you know, maybe enrich their lives a little bit with music. And
yeah.
And then just, you know, I get to listen to kids sing all day and just teach them
job,
music. Yeah.
That's amazing. So good for you. Good for you. Glad you. So you put on musicals or put on plays and performances every once in a while at Upton Middle School. And we've got one coming up on Saturday the 11th called
Annie Jr.
Okay, yep. So I'm familiar with Annie.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between Annie and Annie Jr.?
So it's still Annie, just like a little, you know, with the little orphan, but it is just shortened a bit. So it's meant for students, middle school and younger. And so just some of the verses are taken out of some of the songs and some of the lines are taken out.
Okay. So a shorter version.
It's generally the same story. Yes.
Yeah. And I'll give you the details on how you can get tickets in a couple of minutes here. But it's Annie Jr., the Upton Middle School musical coming up on Saturday the 11th. Yeah, Saturday the 11th. I had to look at the calendar. And it's actually going to be at St. Joseph High School, but it's an Upton Middle School performance.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. So, well, you brought some of your students in to talk with us today. Why don't you introduce them for me, and then I want to talk to the kids, because these are really the stars, right? You and I are not important, right?
That's right.
Who'd you bring along?
So I brought some of my cast here. We've got Kira, Maylee, Emily, and Jack.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
You can all say
really
hi
good,
at the same
yeah.
time. So, well, I'm going to start in that order then, Ms. Grayroll, since you introduced them in that order. I'm going to start with Kira. How you doing, Kira?
I'm doing really great. It's exciting.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Good, you should be. So what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
At Upton Middle School, obviously. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing that? I'm just kidding. So throw you off just a little bit. Why? What are we talking about? What's your favorite subject in school right now?
Right now, my favorite subject is art class.
Art class?
Yeah.
Okay, you're hurting Miss Grayroll here because she's the choir teacher, right?
She's not in choir.
Oh, okay, all right. Woo, man, okay, you got off easy on that one. So, okay, so who's your favorite teacher then?
Oh, gosh. I mean,
gotta think just a minute, huh?
I really like Miss Grayroll.
Okay.
Yes,
there you go. Good answer, since she's sitting right next to you. Okay, you're in the musical performance, Annie Jr. Is this like your first performance or first play or anything that you've ever done?
No, this is like my third play.
What have you been in before?
I've been in High School Musical and The Little Mermaid.
What did you play in those performances?
I was just ensemble. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your... what is your character in Annie Jr. then?
I get to play Miss Hannigan in Annie Jr.
Okay. And has it been, what's it been like with the rehearsals so far? Has it been challenging or does it sound rewarding, fun?
I think it's really like challenging, obviously, because you have this pressure of being one of those characters. But it's so much fun just kind of be there on set and kind of be that character.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. So, all right, Kira, thank you very much. Slide that mic over to Maylee. How you doing, Maylee?
I'm good.
Doing great. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why are you nervous? Do I make you nervous?
No, it's okay. Just
being on the radio. I know. There's millions of people listening. I'm just kidding. So, tell me about Maylee. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade as well at Upton Middle School.
Yep.
Tell me about Maylee. Have you done any other performances prior to this one?
So many.
Yeah. Have you really? What have you done?
I've done Little Mermaid twice at this point. Once with CMW and once with the middle school.
Right.
I've done like the bigger plays. Like we did Shrek and we did Alice in Wonderland and. Prior to that, we did like a whole bunch of like summer productions, like Cinderella. We did Annie before that and Aladdin and all of those.
Wow.
It's been a lot.
That's impressive. What's been your favorite one up till now?
Ooh, Annie is really fun. But I think that my favorite to do was Aladdin a few summers back because I got to be the genie and that was awesome.
I bet that was fun. Yeah. Did you paint your face blue and everything?
No,
I'm kidding.
No.
So what's your character in Annie Jr.?
I'm Annie.
You get to be Annie.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you get to sing a lot.
I do.
So I'm going to ask you to in a couple of minutes and as I get to the rest of you here to maybe recite a couple of lines and if you feel comfortable singing maybe a little piece for us coming up in a couple of minutes. So, well, nice job, Maylee. Thank you. Good. All right, Emily, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. So tell me about Emily. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth.
Eighth grade as well at Upton Middle School. Talking about Annie Jr. performance coming up on Saturday the 11th. And so tell me a little bit about Emily. Have you been in any other performances?
Yes, I've been in a lot of other ones. I've been in High School Musical and The Little Mermaid. I've also been in Aladdin and Annie before, and then Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yes.
What's been your favorite so far?
I would either say Annie or The Little Mermaid.
Very cool. And what is your, what are you playing in this performance?
I'm playing Grace Farrell.
Grace Farrell. Okay, great. So awesome. Last but not least, slide that microphone over to Mr. Jack.
Hello.
How you doing, Jack?
Good.
You're no stranger. You've been on the radio stations here a couple of times before. Glad to have you back, my friend.
Yeah,
tell me about
you.
Jack. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth.
Eighth grade as well. Have you been in any other performances prior to this one, Jack?
Yeah, my first show was actually High School Musical, and I was in Guys and Dolls after that, and I've actually been in Annie before, and then Aladdin, Little Mermaid, and then this one.
Ms. Grayler, what's this Annie? Annie before was that? This is Annie Junior. Was there a performance called Annie before? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think a children's musical workshop did an Annie.
Yeah,
a couple years ago.
I'm just kidding a little bit. So,
Annie Jr.
We're at that point in time where I want to let the audience know we're talking about Annie Junior. It's Upton Middle School musical Annie Junior. It's actually going to be at St. Joe High School Saturday the 11th, and I'll give you ticket information here in just a couple of minutes. I want to give the audience a little bit of a preview of what they can expect to see and or hear on the radio. So, can you recite maybe a couple of lines, some of your favorite lines from the musical, if you would? And then I might even ask you to sing just a little bit if you feel comfortable. So, Kira, you want to set this up, and what part are we going to be listening to here?
So we've decided on doing the part where Annie's just kind of gotten back from her little adventure outside. And Hannigan's not happy, and this is when Grace Farrell comes in and kind of introduces herself to the musical.
All right, everybody close to those mics, and let's hear a little piece. Go for it.
So, are you glad I'm back, huh? Are you?
Yes, Miss Hannigan.
Liar! What's the one thing I always tell you? Never tell a lie!
Good afternoon, Miss Hannigan?
Yeah?
I'm Grace Farrell, private secretary to Oliver Warbucks.
The Oliver Warbucks? The millionaire?
Mr. Warbucks has decided to invite an orphan to spend the Christmas holidays at his home.
Well, what sort of orphan did he have in mind?
Well, she should be friendly.
Hi.
And intelligent.
Mississippi. Capital M-I, double S-I, double S-I, double P-I. Mississippi.
And cheerful.
You, shut up. And how old?
Oh, age doesn't really matter. I'll say 8 or 9? 10? 11?
Perfect.
Yes, 11 would be perfect. And, oh, I almost forgot. Mr. Warbucks prefers redheaded children.
11? A redhead? Sorry, we don't have any orphans like that here.
What about this child right here?
Annie? Oh, you don't want Annie.
Annie, do you want to spend the next 2 weeks at Mr. Warbucks' house?
I would love to.
You can have any orphan here but Annie.
Perhaps I should call the Board of Orphans.
If it's Annie you want, it's Annie you get.
It's Annie I want.
Oh, boy!
If you get her coat, I'll take her along right now.
She don't have no coat.
Then we'll buy her one.
Oh, boy!
Come along, Annie. Mr. Warbucks' limousine is outside.
Oh, boy, I can hardly believe it.
She can hardly believe it.
Hey, kids, I'm getting out for Christmas. I'll write to ya.
All right. Hey, that's fantastic. So, hey, we've got about a minute left, and I want to give an opportunity to hear you sing. Can you sing just together again? Is that what we're thinking we're going to do?
Maybe? It's called Together at Last.
Together at Last. I'm sorry. It's together, called, not together again.
That was you. That's what it is called. I am sorry.
Do a real quick piece on that, and then we'll give ticket information here. So, all right, go ahead.
You start.
All right. Together at last,
together forever, we're tying a knot they never can sever.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Nice job. Nice job. Miss Graywell, give us ticket information. How can we get tickets and where at?
So you can get tickets at the door. This is St. Joseph High School on Saturday, May 11th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
So it's at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Saturday the 11th. It's at the performances are at St. Joe High School. It's the Upton Middle School musical, Annie Jr., Miss Grayroll cast. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.